Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday Service. My name is Catherine. I will be the facilitator tonight, and that beautiful song, Face of God, is performed by Karen Drucker. We would like to thank Karen Drucker for permission to use her music. You can find her work at karendrucker.com. Before we begin, for those who would like to receive communion, get a cracker or piece of bread for communion later in the service. I would like to introduce the Assistant Director of Divinity Spiritual, Linda, who will be leading our service and explaining things as we go along.
Thank you, Catherine. Welcome, everyone. We are going to start our service with the clearing prayer. And our invocations are made up of six different structures. The first one is the introduction. And the introduction statement that you choose should be one that resonates with your heart and soul. You may use one or more at the same time, or you can change them at any time. As you grow and continue to change with your communication with the spirit, your spiritual vibration will increase. Also, your insights and understandings will increase. Realize that you may substitute any name in reference to the higher power that resonates with your heart. You could use by the power and authority of divine spirit, almighty God, all that I am, Christ consciousness within me, whatever you feel most comfortable saying. And then the next part is the command statement. And you can use, I command, I so order, I demand, I claim this healing for myself, I so declare. Those are different statements. And the next one, which is most important, is, and I give full permission. Because if you don't give full permission, they cannot help you. So that's important to give your permission. The action statement is what you intend, what you want to request. For example, you might want to have a clearing, you might want to change something, heal something, align or regenerate. You may also request a blessing, infusion, or creation of something. The next one is the closing. And the closing phrase is very powerful. It solidifies your action request. You are saying, this is my new law now, period, end of story. That makes them perk up their ears and saying, okay, she really means this. And the final is we say, so be it done, so be it done now for our closing. And then after that is taking three deep spiritual breaths. The first breath tells every cell of your body to pay attention. The second breath begins releasing the energies of the body that are interfering with any other action commanded. And then the third breath seals the new law within each cell of your body. So now I would like to have you join us. I will say the clearing prayer with Kathy, and you can all repeat it along with us out loud. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, neutralized.
See where you at?
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault and gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
All similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light.
To divine love and divine healing light.
Or leave.
Or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
Gently imprint on my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
For this present time.
For this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love.
To the highest frequency of love.
Prosperity, good health.
Prosperity, good health.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best.
I align to the highest and best
of all that I can be.
Of all that I can be.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
And take those three deep spiritual breaths.
Of our service is our declaration of principle. It will be read by Deanne.
We of Divinity Spiritual honor and accept the free will of all people. With love and respect for all, we proclaim the right of the individual to worship as he or she chooses. Healing, prophecy, and holistic practices are our birthright from the Creator. It is our inalienable right to choose that which is to our highest and best within all areas of our lives. We believe that it is now time for all to open our hearts unconditionally and align with the ascension of humanity, Mother Earth, and the greater universe. We gather to increase consciousness, share knowledge, wisdom, and love, and to allow the light to shine within. We are a congregation of children of divine light, healing facilitators, spiritual intuitives, and those seeking clarity, healing, and guidance from spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanne. Next is our prayer of the day. Darlene will be reciting our prayer of the day. It will be read by her and repeated aloud with you by Deanne.
Today's prayer is release from the matrix of illusion that we are now caught up into. Before saying the prayer, please say this aloud now. I am a child of divine light.
I am a child of divine light.
And divine love.
And divine love.
In this age of Aquarius.
In this age of Aquarius.
The age of divine light.
The age of divine light.
I have awakened.
I have awakened
to the power given to us,
to the power given to us
by the Creator,
by the Creator,
to co-create my existence,
to co-create my existence,
my fifth dimensional frequencies,
my fifth dimensional frequencies
require that I release all interference.
Require that I release all interference.
No, I will not play this game any longer.
No, I will not play this game any longer.
If I am in any way,
if I am in any way,
tempted or taunted back,
tempted or taunted back
into the chessboard of manipulation and fear,
into the chessboard of manipulation and fear,
please bring this awareness to the front of my mind.
Please bring this awareness to the front of my mind.
By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit,
by the power and authority of Divine Spirit,
and my higher self,
and my higher self,
and all that I am,
and all that I am,
I now invoke, by the power of my spirit,
by the power of my spirit,
and give full permission.
And give full permission.
I now decree all energy that is mine,
all energy that is mine,
within the matrix of illusion, be now released, cleansed, and purified.
Be now released, cleansed, and purified.
By the most holy divine spirit.
By the most holy divine spirit.
And returned to me.
And returned to me.
Within divine intention and divine direction.
Within divine intention and divine direction.
It is my energy, and I claim it.
It is my energy, and I claim it.
All cords, ties, and attachments.
All cords, ties, and attachments.
To the so-called veil.
To the so-called veil.
Be disconnected, dissolved, and neutralized.
Be disconnected, dissolved, and neutralized.
All contracts, agreements, ceremonies and initiations,
with the matrix of illusion,
the darkness, are now terminated for this and all lifetimes.
Are now terminated for this and all lifetimes.
I rebuke all darkness.
I rebuke all darkness.
These chains are gone.
These chains are gone.
I am not playing this game anymore.
I am not playing this game anymore.
All interference to my happiness, prosperity, freedom, higher purpose,
and all other rights given to me,
by the Creator,
by the Creator,
be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
I align to the perfect programming.
I align to the perfect programming
of the divine template.
Of the divine template.
Of my most high self.
Of my most high self.
I accept this perfection.
I accept this perfection.
I claim my birthrights.
I claim my birthrights.
Of excellent health and beauty.
Of excellent health and beauty.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Success and prosperity.
Success and prosperity.
Wisdom and knowledge.
Wisdom and knowledge.
My spiritual path.
My spiritual path.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
I am a child of divine light.
I am a child of divine light.
Within this age of divine light.
Within this age of divine light.
This age of Aquarius.
This age of Aquarius.
I align all that I am.
I align all that I am.
To the matrix of my divinity.
To the matrix of my divinity.
My divine matrix.
My divine matrix.
I am whole and complete.
I am whole and complete.
And claim my birthright.
And claim my birthright.
Of divine freedom.
Of divine freedom.
As I align.
As I align.
To my sacred destiny.
To my sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take three deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Darlene and Deanne. And now for our message of the day, I would like to introduce Joanne.
Hi, thank you, Kathleen. So for tonight's message, I am going to focus on the idea of how, in order to get into that fifth dimensional energy that Darlene just read about in the prayer of release from the matrix of illusion, how it's important that we release the shadow or any resistance that's within our energy fields, because those lower energies, or I should say the resistance, bring down our frequency. And so in order for us to ascend in our energy to be in the fifth dimension, we have to examine where the shadow is within the self and then release those. So I did something similar in the last message I gave, where the energy was released by the Christ light, and there was an infinity loop of light that helped to go into our energy field. And I feel that that released a lot of the energy, but it still sometimes it takes several sessions of energy release in order for our vibration to go up even higher. And it all depends on the individual and how much energy they feel like they can release at a time. Some people let go of a lot, and you can actually release all resistance at once if you choose, but many of us release it over time. So as I was sitting and listening to the prayer, then I started to get an impression on how this energy was going to be released. And behind me, I felt the Ascended Masters from the 13th dimension. So they're going to help us tonight to release any shadow or resistance that exists in our energy field, and we can let go as much as we want. And the more that we let go, the more our frequency goes up to fifth dimension or beyond. So I see the ascended masters. They're very luminous. They have a lot of light out of them. And one of them is handing to me a torch with a flame on it. And that flame represents the flame of the Holy Spirit. And they would like to give you each a torch with the flame of the Holy Spirit. So if you would like to accept it, please reach out your hand and hold the torch of the flame of the Holy Spirit. Torch has the flame that's a divine flame. It actually is an outpicturing of the flame that exists within yourself, the gift that was given to you by the Creator. So imagine this flame of divinity within the core of your being, right in the center. And then it grows in size, it grows in light, and it continues to grow from your core until it envelops your entire being. And from your entire being, this flame of divinity spreads out into a huge bubble that surrounds you. You are filled with this light. You are surrounded by this light. This light is your light, the light of that a child of light has, the gift from the Creator. And as this light illuminates your being, the focus of this light today is specifically on your DNA, because so many took in these dark energies or restrictions into the DNA fibers. And when inside of the fibers, they prevent the expression of our spiritual DNA, and they spiral our energy down, so it is more difficult to reach fifth dimensional frequency, you see. So this beautiful flame of the Holy Spirit is igniting those any areas of shadow that exists within the DNA fibers. And in doing so, it releases those dark areas, the shadows, the points of resistance, and they start spinning more quickly. And then they are transmuted into light. And I hear this beautiful music that your DNA begins to play. And this music is the symphony of creation. It's the divine harmonics of the Creator that is within your body. It's within every one of your trillions of cells in your body. So imagine right now that your cells in your body, your whole being, are filled with these DNA fibers inside of them that are singing. They're playing music, and they're all vibrating at the very same frequency, aligning your energy to that of the Creator, releasing those areas of resistance, and raising your frequency. I'm here into seventh dimensional and beyond levels. In addition, as your DNA vibrates with this beautiful music that's so much like the songs of angels, it also starts to emit colors, like these rainbow colors that fill your entire physical body, your energy body. And then they're very healing. They go into your emotional self, even into the brain, into the amygdala, the emotional center, and others, where it starts to heal any of the patterning that has brought you to have difficulties emotionally. It's bringing those back into alignment with the Creator as well. So this flame of divinity gifted to us tonight by the Ascended Masters has many purposes. The main goal, of course, is to raise your frequency, but this flame is going throughout your physical body, throughout your DNA, throughout your emotional body, lifting up the vibration and energy of your spirit to make your life more at ease. You see, these resistance points within your DNA and within your energy field are the things that bring you difficulties or hardships, because your energy is not flowing in alignment with the Creator. And when your energy flows in alignment with the Creator, all good things are brought to you, because you become a magnet to the highest and best in your life because you are emanating the highest and best frequency. You see? So like attracts like. So this energy you're receiving tonight, the goal is ultimately to get you into those high frequencies so that you can have a life that is good, so that you can have a life that is filled with light. And that's the way life is meant to be. That's the way the Creator made us, constructed us, designed us to be, to live a life that is good. But as the prayer was read earlier, we fell into this matrix of illusion, this veil that kept us from knowing about the goodness the Creator had for us. So saying the invocation tonight, along with the energy from the Ascended Masters, which really is just going into yourself and letting you fill up with your own energy, but all this energy is helping to break you free from the matrix, to live as the Creator intended us to live, in a life of goodness, which includes joy, happiness, and love and peace. This is how we're designed to live. So just picture, please, this light that is now flowing freely throughout your being, this beautiful flame of divinity of the Holy Spirit, just letting go of any points of resistance, whether in our DNA, in our emotional body, our physical body, and just see those points. I'm seeing them kind of spinning like a top, and they're turning into white and golden yellow light. And then they're releasing all of the negative energy, and then incorporating, instead of where the negative energy was, this beautiful white golden light that's allowing your energy to flow in balance and in harmony so that it attracts the goodness that you deserve, that is your birthright, into your life. So the Ascended Masters are thankful to you for taking that gift tonight, because when you raise your vibration, you help to lift up the frequency of all of humanity. And that is what the children of the light do for each other, to help each other out, especially during these times that are so difficult as of late. We raise our frequency and vibration to the highest and best, aligned to love, light, joy, and happiness. And then we vibrate that frequency to others so they may join us too. We thank you again for working with us this evening. We bid you well, the Ascended Masters. Thank you. That's my message for tonight.
Thank you, Joanne. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
If you would like to take communion, please get your cracker or a piece of bread, and I will read the communion prayer, and Celeste will repeat it after me. By the power, intention, and authority.
By the power, intention, and authority.
Of the divine spirit.
Divine spirit.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
And within divine orchestration,
and within divine orchestration,
that these humble hosts are cleansed,
that these humble hosts are cleansed,
and purified,
and purified.
Align all of our energy,
align all of our energy,
to the highest possible vibration,
to the highest possible vibration,
of divine light and divine love.
Of divine light and divine love.
Bless all that we are.
Bless all that we are.
As we receive it.
As we receive it.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
And our spiritual DNA.
And your spiritual DNA.
To the highest possible frequency.
To the highest possible frequency.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
and bring the highest and best to our lives.
So be it done. So be it done now. Bless us all.
So be it done. So be it done now. Receive the blessing of Divine Spirit.
Thank you, Celeste. Now is the time for our healing circle. If you or a member of your family are in need of healing, we ask that you put them in now, and then we will have you put your friends that are in need of healing in afterwards. I would like to place Reverend Mary Margaret and her son Donovan in the center of the circle, and I would like to place myself, my daughter Tracy, RJ, my brother-in-law Gary, and my great-granddaughter Isabel in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I would like to place myself in the circle, my husband Jeffrey, my sister Mary, my sister Marguerite, and my nieces and great nieces. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Mary. I would like to place my friend Violet in the circle. She has neuropathy real bad.
I would like to place Fran in the circle. Thank you.
Anyone else? For those that have said the names of their family that need special healing, we ask, Divine Spirit, that you heal them. They have special needs that only you know what they are. And we know that with your love and your divine healing light, they will be healed. For those that are being mentioned in the next, we would like to share that healing with them. I would like to place Teresa, Kristen, Robbie, Jim Waters, Jim Barth, Galen Johnson, Nancy Price, and Dan Geary. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to include my friend Jim and my friend Sophia. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I would like to include my friends Nina, Tammy, Julie. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I would like to include my friend Jody Strong and her family. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Anyone else? Divine Spirit, you've heard the names of those that we have placed in the circle. We ask that you heal them from whatever else needs to be healed. We don't always know what it is, but you do. And we are so thankful that you are here with us tonight to heal all that were mentioned here. Thank you. Does anyone have any healing messages tonight?
Someone's broken heart is now being healed from grief, from sadness, from pain. This heart has been damaged so immensely, and whatever has caused it, the energies of that are now being lifted and removed for perfect health ahead and healing. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Somebody's lumbar vertebrae are being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I will accept that for myself and for Mary Margaret. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Someone is having problems with their knees that are being healed. And I will accept that for my friend Nancy.
I will accept that for my sister, Mary.
Someone has congestion, a closing in the throat area, and this is now being released from whatever is causing it and healed. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim that for myself.
I'll claim it for my husband, Jeffrey. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, darling.
There's some type of interference with the back of the neck. Something is intertwined or miscommunicating to each other electrically. Whatever this is, it's now being straightened and realigned and returned to perfect health. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Thank you for your support of Divinity Spiritual. If you would like to donate, send your tax-deductible donation to Divinity Spiritual Church, P.O. Box 13641, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013. If you would like to donate using PayPal, go to PayPal and put in divinityspiritual.org. and enter your donation. Please join Jane in saying our prosperity prayer, which will be repeated aloud with all of you with Linda.
Prosperity and abundance of all good things are available to all of humanity. It is our spiritual birthright. However, the law of attraction may keep many of us in the energy of lack. If we have been lacking all of our lives or feel that we do not deserve prosperity, then we may not attract the highest in prosperity in this lifetime. If you're not attracting the prosperity you know that you deserve, then be certain to say the clearing prayer and the release of victim and martyr prayers on a daily basis. Remember that what you believe and how you think will create the pathways to prosperity and the highest and best of life. By the power and authority of Jesus,
by the power and authority of Jesus and the most holy divine spirit, I now command and give full permission for all blockages, obstacles,
and all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating,
accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity,
accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity,
and the abundance of all good things,
and the abundance of all good things,
be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity,
be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity,
and spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance,
or gently be lifted, released, and removed. Within all these spaces, place the energy of divine love.
within all these spaces, place the energy of divine love
and divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies
of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
Security, love, happiness.
Security, love, happiness.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths. Thank you.
And now Linda will tell us the upcoming announcements.
Well, because I forgot to send them out, you can refer to last week's bulletins if you have them. Otherwise, we'll get a revised one out this week. So, that being said, does anyone have any messages for tonight?
I have a couple messages.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Is Laura here this evening?
No.
Okay. I have one for Celeste, but it's kind of on the personal side. So, Celeste, you want to call me tonight or tomorrow? I'd be happy to give that to you. And I have one for Joanne. Joanne, may I come to you, please?
Sure. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome. Okay. It seems as though these days your head kind of in the clouds. Being a little goofy, if you will, and I can say that too because you're my sister, but along with this little bit of goofiness, you're very happy. The head in the clouds feeling, that's going to subside, but the happiness will not. You will continue to be happy. You're going to be meeting someone soon. It's almost like a lost family member, like you've known this person for a long time. This person is going to help to fulfill your dreams and to reach your goals. You'll be picking up the pieces and scattering them into the wind, and everybody will be well. And that's your message, and that came from Mary Magdalene. So I'll leave that with you.
Thank you.
Sure. Message is for Gary. Gary, you'll be listening on Blog Talk Radio. Gary, it's time for you to move forward. You know this woman, this girl, but you haven't asked her out yet, but it's time to ask her out because this is going to be your one true love, and actually there will also be children in your future. So, Gary, make a move soon, and that's from Divine Spirit, and that's all the messages that I have. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Please bow your heads as Joanne says our closing prayer.
Thank you, Divine Spirit, for bringing us together this evening to share in the energy of your divine wisdom and love. Send us forward this week to be instruments of your light, beacons of divinity for humanity. So be it done now. Thank you, everybody.
Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm the producer here at Blog Talk Radio for Divinity Spiritual Online. I want to thank you for joining our Sunday service this evening. If you should require any further information, please call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914. As we continue to raise the frequency of humanity, join us each Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And please tell your family and friends, good night and have a fantastic tomorrow.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part.